Who should not be a Unitarian Universalist? Three or four people have said in the last weeks that they thought this was a sermon, because it had the title, it was going to be about, somehow about the elections. Because, they said, the values often expressed in the dialogue are definitely not UU. Well, no, this was not the inspiration for this. Oh, wait. I guess it's hard not to speak from the cultural soup we are now swimming in. So I'll say that it has inspired, in some ways, this sermon. The reading from Garrison Keillor addresses the human desire through time to be saved that is expressed in many religions. I don't personally believe in the hell that religions with such a desire to be saved might believe in, although I can relate to feelings of hell on earth at times. Salvation. In this instance, the desire to be saved from fiery eternity. It's still going strong in fundamentalist sects of many religions. Keillor's radio spoof about the rapture. He loves spoofing UUs. Upsets the ideas about who will be taken up to heaven in the last days. On the day when the world ends. Unitarian Universalists, we who sometimes doubt hell and don't have a once-and-done creed that everyone must subscribe to, I have to say I can't get enough of the image of Unitarian Universalists ascending naked into the sky with looks of great surprise on their faces about being the chosen ones. Since we don't much like the idea of some being chosen and others being damned. It's a great piece of religious chicanery on Garrison Keillor's part. A strong stress on salvation after this life on earth is found most virulently in fundamentalism of all religious stripes. Certainly, Christian fundamentalism is having its say in the conversations around our election. Certainly, Muslim fundamentalism is operating in terrorist groups. Fundamentalism is not the religion itself. It is an approach to religion that sees believers embrace an early form of a religion, a literal form, and to consider that form beyond criticism and worthy enough to be enforced upon self and others without having to accommodate or tolerate, or having to consider logical arguments or modern evidence or evolution. This is a sermon about the fact that not everyone should be a Unitarian Universalist. And I know that must sound like an odd sentence. After all, we find our journey to acceptance and honoring diversity are deeply embedded in our faith. And no matter who walks through that door, the goal is to meet the person where they are. But it has to be admitted that there are qualities and principles about our liberal religion that are the polar opposites of fundamentalist religion. And this is a sermon about those qualities. Given that we don't have a creed, we are a people who are bound together by covenant, not beliefs. Rather, we covenant to stay together, to each of us to seek our faith, and to do together good works in the world, no matter what each individual personally believes. We covenant to practice certain behaviors that support this process, and this is called liberal religion. So the first quality I'll mention today, necessary to practice Unitarian Universalism, is humility. These are words from UU minister Reverend Dr. Tony Larson. He writes, "The first criterion for getting into this church is you've got to know something about sin. You've got to know how to sin. That's very important to us, and not everyone knows how to do it. We don't want people here to say they've never done one wicked thing. We don't want people who are holier than thee or thou. We don't want people who've made it in the salvation department and are just waiting around to get scooped up. Now, don't get me wrong. If there were any perfect humans around, we would probably let them in. But since there aren't any, anyone who claims he or she doesn't do wicked things, hasn't done something wrong, is either trying to fool themselves or fool others. It is the nature of the human to be good and sometimes to do wrong. And you should not be a Unitarian Universalist if you're not willing to admit that about yourself. Humility is what he speaks of. Humility, a word that has the same origin as human being. Humility is valued in our religion, even as we have to be humble about the fact that we are not always humble. Not any of us, always. For UUism to work, we have to coach one another not to get emotionally attached to our own hypotheses about matters of faith and matters of truth and life. People who should be here are people who are willing to be influenced by the stories and the beliefs of others, to realize that our own belief systems seem to stand up sometimes as they are tested within the chalice of diversity. Wasn't it Thomas Paine who said, "It is error only and not truth that shrinks from inquiry"? A second quality of a non-fundamentalist religion, and it doesn't have to be UUism, which is also related to humility, is openness. To be here, you have to be open to being open. Because here's the thing. Spiritual progress is impossible without it. For that matter, scientific progress is impossible without openness. And oh, by the way, these two things are not enemies within our religion. Human progress is essentially a search for truth. To the extent that fundamentalism blocks or impedes that search for truth, it blocks or impedes human progress. Speaking of reality, if you take issue with the findings of science, then another religion would be better for you. You see, it is part of our tradition to honor reason in the human quest for truth. And if you doubt something, you will not be told that the devil has your tongue. Doubt is okay here. It is, as one of our readings say, the handmaiden of truth. Come on in if you understand that human life evolves and openness to new learning helps that process. Come on in if you understand that the spiritual journey never brings a person to a fixed place once and for all. And oh, by the way, I have no trouble understanding how safe it must feel to be a religion where everything is figured out for you. I can imagine the comfort of such an approach. I confess to moments through the years of certainty longing. Yet because of my allegiance to UU principles, I have developed the existential muscles to trust that doubt and uncertainty are the Spirit's call to new revelation. Last week during Pies on the Common, a First Parish member came upon a couple over in the parish house looking at the things on the walls and wanting to know what our doctrine is here. In these moments, and many of us have had them, you know by the way the question is posed that this person is truthfully setting out to ensure that you practice what they feel is the one true faith. It seems to be their very serious mission to ensure that this is so. And woe unto you if you are not that one true faith. I do not mock the individuals. I question that approach to religion. If you want to avoid weird questions and name-calling and smooshed up judgmental faces and people backing away for a swift exit when you describe our free faith, you should not be a Unitarian Universalist. If you want to insist that your religion has the only saving message if you see all others as hell-bent and downright evil, well, this is not the place for you. I wonder, though, why are you so eager to back away from the is your faith that fragile? Do your beliefs require you to treat those of a different faith? Oh, my goodness. Do your beliefs require you to treat those of a different faith with disgust? I think then my faith would say that your faith is not helping you be a better person, nor is it bringing healing to the world. More than a few times through the years, I have been told that unless I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and by the way, it's okay to do that here, well, it's down to the flames I will go. Listen, I'm well aware that just because I don't believe in hell does not mean there isn't one. I have considered what has been said to me. I was raised in a church that said the same thing, but my God, the holy I have come to know, is benevolent, is in fact love. I find it true in my experience, and this is why I should be a Unitarian Universalist. Way back in our Universalist history, we affirmed the goodness of God. If an afterlife there be, and you don't have to believe in one, but you can, come to next week's service. You'll hear 6 different views of life after death. If an afterlife there be, God receives all there. It was said in the 18th century that the bells in the Universalist churches rang, "No hell, no hell, no hell." But still, Jesus informs my journey. Honoring the teachings of Jesus does not require that I also believe that I am forgiven once and for all by his death on the cross. It's okay here to believe that. But here we understand also that human beings have to work at making right their mistakes, even as many of us are guided by Judeo-Christian precepts in that effort. If you believe in a God who will smite you if you subscribe to the wrong beliefs, you will be so very uncomfortable here. Humility, openness, the sacred nature of love and compassion, no matter what religious language is used to describe that love, the commitment to change and the work to do it as a human being. If you would choose literal conformity to a centuries-old book over the expression in real time of love and compassion and tolerance and progress, then you might not choose to be here. If you want to be with a group of people who use words from a 2-millennial-old book to justify hatred, racism, homophobia, sexism, to justify hatred of any kind, well, there are such places. Here, we affirm that learning and experience is valued above privileged or revealed information. We Unitarian Universalists are inspired by the deep universal impulses in all scriptures, but they would never trump the goal of ever more inclusivity and compassionate living. Literal interpretations that bludgeoned others are not here, ever. But if you are open to discussing this, well then, come on in. You're welcome. If you believe that people are born essentially sinful, you won't have much company here. We usually like to focus on original blessing instead. Being born at all is an unlikely blessing. Being human is complicated, and we here choose to affirm the inherent worth and dignity of each human being. We attempt to see and support the goodness inherent in people without refusing to see the other side. Who is a better role model for inviting people who despise themselves and others than Rabbi Jesus? And here's another thing. If you want a religion that is easy to explain, well, listen, we understand that desire. It's hard for our children to learn the long multi-syllabled name Unitarian Universalist, let alone to discover a way to explain a religion that binds people together through a covenant instead of a creed. We know how much easier it would be to just have a little statement of belief that everyone has to squeeze themselves into. But, well, I have come to cherish this articulation struggle because it keeps us from resting in words that get so familiar that they become lifeless, or words that tell us that something else, anything else, is more important than learning and striving to be more loving, less violent, more inclusive, peaceful people. And speaking of definitions, if you think that God can be perfectly described and that is what you seek, well, with humility about the desire to have that all figured out, we here understand that some things are not so easily cataloged. And we choose this wide and expansive awareness that always leads on, but always includes love of self and others, always insufficiently named and known, but always calling us to do mercy and love justice. If you think that multiculturalism that invites ever more diversity is making our nation not great, because it naturally challenges your understanding of the world and who has power in it, or your beliefs, you should not be a Unitarian Universalist. Speaking just for myself now, I find it true that the more groups stick with their ideas and ways and beliefs by demonizing others, the more violence and trouble we see in the world. I'm just saying, that's what I see. But hey, are you willing to talk? Come on in. What is salvation, anyway? We here might all believe something different about what happens after we die, but every Unitarian Universalist I have ever known in over 30 years of being a minister, would affirm that the outcome of any authentic religious quest is to know ourselves as responsible for doing our part in the healing of the world. It's why I imagine that the UUs in Keeler spoof Rising Toward the Clouds would be saying, "Wait, I love the earth, I want to stay on the earth, I want to help the non-saved." It seems, in my experience, that we want to live fully on the earth while we are living. We have found that helping is not just the right thing, it is the most satisfying and delightful way to live a life. Humility, openness, awareness of religion as a journey, love triumphing all tradition and belief that supports hate of self or others, the ability to hold reason and mystery together, the ongoing conversation, the call to serve life, the call to delight in life. These are the qualities that teach us that for which we are free in the first place. I end with a quote from Galen Gingrich, suggesting that maybe gratitude is a belief of UUs. And he says, "The discipline of gratitude calls us to worship together. We remind ourselves that we are utterly dependent. We need to nurture in return the people, the institutions, and the natural world that make our lives possible, livable and wonderful. Because we personally take what we need from the people and the world around us, we need to take personally what the people and the world around us need. We want the world to be fair for everyone. For us, a commitment to justice seeking is a leading indicator that we understand where we belong and for what reason we are free." So by this are we saved.